I know it's been a crazy year, but I want to ask you, how are you doing right now? How well do you feel you're coping with the struggles and challenges and bends and turns in the river that have happened this year with COVID and the lockdown and all those other things? Because if you've moved away from that victim mode and you're in acceptance, you're probably wondering, okay, well, how do I go about making 2020, or at least the end of 2020, the best year that I can? And how do I kick some serious ass going into 2021? And that's what today's Real Talk Friday is about. What is up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, coach to entrepreneurs, executives, and other high-performing professionals. And you're listening to the Legendary Life Podcast. What we do here is we break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. And on Fridays, we have a real conversation. We get beneath the science and talk about the things that a lot of people don't talk about, or at least I feel that a lot of people don't talk about. People in my position, people who have podcasts, influencers. And so that's what we do on Real Talk Friday. So if that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. And I want to, before we jump in today's topic, I want to share with you an offer that I have, a special offer. You have probably heard me claim that my clients lose anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds in the first week of being on my, or in my coaching program. And you probably thought, you know, Ted, I come back here because I trust you, but I find that statement hard to believe. I want to ask you, how would you like to try out our Jumpstart protocol, the very same nutrition protocol that we use for that first week to get those results? How would you like to try it out for yourself for free? That's what I'm offering for a limited time. So here's how it works. You don't have to pay anything, but you do have to give us a review on iTunes. And what you do is you leave a review on iTunes. After you're done with that review, you take a screenshot of it, you email it to info@legendarylifepodcast.com. Then my team will send you our Jumpstart Nutrition Protocol again in exchange for that review. And you can use it for 7 days or even a little bit longer if you got more to lose, and lose up to 3 to 5 pounds in a week. Again, hurry up. This offer is limited time only. So take action now. And the last thing I'll say is if you have given us an iTunes review in the past, not a problem. Happy to hook you up. Send us a screenshot of it and we'll send you the Jumpstart protocol as well. For more info, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/review and you can find out more details. So I'm here in Playa del Carmen, as you may know, if you've been listening for a while. And one of the things that I do to keep myself on track after my father's death and all that, all the stuff that has happened this year, is I've been going to a gym and training Thai boxing. I found a great gym here in Playa del Carmen. It's called The Union. And the guy who runs the gym, it's actually a couple, Mike and Elena. Mike spent over a year in Thailand learning Thai boxing. He's fought professionally. He's done his certification to be a judge for Thai boxing. He's one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met on this subject. Talented fighter as well, and talented teacher. And one thing that they're struggling with is, like so many people, is as I was talking to Mike and Elena, and mostly to Elena about the business side, is she was asking me, oh, you know, how do we, you know, you have a business and I see you doing things on social media. And she was talking to me about business and asking me some questions about it. And I said, hey, listen, I could give you, if you were online, I could give you advice about that. And I can give you advice about social media and that type of thing, or podcasting. But what I don't really know much about is a brick and mortar business like yours, a gym business. I've never owned a gym. And when I was working in a gym, I did my best to get out. Interestingly enough, I actually had clients who said, hey, listen, we'd be happy to invest in a gym for you so that you could train us. And I always turned it down. I always wanted to do what I'm doing now. But back to the story with Elena, I said, well, listen, I'm not the person to ask, but we live in an incredible time. And there's so much information out there for free. And so what I did is this. I Googled Marshall, or I said, Elena, there's probably a podcast that you can listen to that would teach you about business principles. And she said, what is a podcast? I've never heard of that. And I said, awesome. And so I showed her, hey, it's a free audio. It's like a blog, but it's in audio format, something that you can listen to and you can get the information and start. It can really help you. In fact, when I first started this business, I listened to podcasts like Entrepreneur on Fire. That's why I started a podcast, because of John Lee Dumas. And I listened to Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn. I like Pat Flynn the best out of all the online business people, and really resonated with him. Love his style, love his heart. And just, by the way, if you don't learn, if you're in online business and you don't learn from Pat Flynn, I mean, what are you even doing, right? He is just such a great resource. So anyway, I said, Elena, look, here, we could Google a business podcast for you. In fact, we could see if there's a martial arts business podcast for you. And sure enough, we Googled it. And I forget the name. I think it was even the name of the podcast was Martial Arts Business Podcast. And I said, here, check this out. Look, it's exactly for you. Here's what I want you to do, Elena. Listen to as many episodes as you can. Listen to it every day. Right? Spend 30 minutes to an hour every single day and listen to this podcast. And as you start to listen and time goes on, it's going to start changing the way you think. It's going to start changing the way you look at your business and look at the opportunities in your business. And eventually, it'll change your actions. It'll change the type of behaviors that you do in your business. Because when I was talking to her, they were considering investing money in upgrading their equipment and getting all new equipment. And I said, well, that sounds great, but is that really what is going to bring new clients? What are you really trying to do here? And she said, yeah, we want more people to come to our gym and realize, hey, listen, we're offering this great training. Mike's really an excellent instructor. He helps with a lot of bad habits. He's trained in Thailand. He's really good with people who are in their 40s and up, who don't want to get hurt, who don't want to like fight professional or anything. They just want to get in shape. Those people get along with Mike really well. And I said, fantastic. In fact, that's why I'm here. I'm 43. So getting all new equipment is not the thing that's really going to, I mean, it's great, but it's not going to change your business. What you've got to focus on is understanding your business and understanding the marketing and who you're communicating to. And so she started listening to the podcast, and I spoke to her just a couple of days ago. I said, she told me, hey, I've been listening to that podcast. It's amazing. I said, fantastic. And then I asked her, well, what are some of the lessons you learned? And she started to share some of the lessons. And I was like, do you see how if you keep doing this, it's going to make you, it's going to work your business skills, work your business perspective so that you're able to solve your problems. And that's what I'm getting to for you, because you might be wondering, well, what does this story have to do with me? I don't have a martial arts business. And what I'm trying to convey to you is that we live in a time where if you have a challenge, if you have a struggle, there's a solution for it. Someone in this world of over 7 billion people has figured out how to solve your problem and how to solve it effectively, efficiently, and with speed. But so many times what I see people do is they struggle on their own. They listen to free information. They listen to this podcast, that podcast, read a bunch of blogs, watch a bunch of YouTube videos, maybe even listen to a few audiobooks, and they try some things, but they don't get the results that they want. And what I'm telling you is this, we live in a time where you can solve your problems. Oh, I'm out of work and I need to find a new job. Well, there's a solution to that. How do you, and someone else might say, well, how do you know, with the whole COVID thing, you know, I got laid off. It's like, well, there's a solution to it. Now, whether you want to accept that solution or do the work, that's a different conversation, but there's a solution to it, right? And what I want to talk about is the two ways of coping when you're faced with struggles, whether those struggles are, hey, COVID happened and I got laid off, or my employees, I had to lay off employees, or I had to cut back on my employees' hours, or, you know, whatever it is, or I gained weight because I was going to the gym and then the gym's closed and I didn't know how to work out at home, or I wasn't motivated to work out at home, you know, or I used to get all my meals from a restaurant. I would eat out all the time, but now that restaurant's closed or was closed for a while, or whatever the challenge is. I don't know what your challenge is, right? But whatever it is, there's a way to cope with it. And there's a way not just to cope, but to not just to survive rather, but to thrive. And so there's two different ways. Let's talk about it. The first way is something that we're all familiar with. It's we change our emotional state. So there's a way to change our emotional state or emotional coping. What does that mean? Well, let's say you're really sad because of COVID, and because of that, or stressed because of COVID, insert the whatever negative emotion you might be experiencing. Well, what do you do? Okay, so let's say if you do it, and there's unhealthy and healthy ways of doing this. So let's say you start binge watching TV and you get yourself a big bowl of ice cream. So you're eating ice cream, you're stressed out, feeling bad, feeling sad, feeling bad, feeling stressed. But you sit down with your bowl of ice cream in front of your big screen TV, you start streaming your favorite series and get lost in it. That's a way of making yourself feel better by shifting your emotional state. Obviously, if you do too much of that, it's not going to lead to a good place, but there's nothing wrong with doing it every once in a while. But the point here is that you're not changing, you're not finding a solution, you are changing your emotional state. Another one is to, oh, I'm stressed, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm depressed, I'm whatever. I'm going to go exercise. So I'm going to go do a workout at my home, in my home gym, like so many of my clients right now, or maybe you even have a gym available to you. And so you go do that. So again, working out doesn't solve the problem, the COVID and quarantine problem, and the fact that the world has changed, but it does shift your emotional state. And if you do it in the right amount, it's going to be healthy for you. But like I found out in my 20s, if you overexercise, that's not healthy either. And I say that because, you know, I don't want to demonize the sitting down and eating some ice cream and watching Netflix, and I don't want to put exercise on a pedestal, because again, it has to do with how you do it. They can both be, there's healthy ways of doing things and unhealthy ways of doing things, even with exercise. So if you're killing yourself in the gym and your joints are hurting and you can't sleep on your right side because your shoulder aches at night, that's not a healthy way of doing exercise. And if you're eating ice cream or chips or whatever it is and binging Netflix and your waistline continues to grow, that's not healthy either. That's going in the opposite direction. So both of those are negative. The results are negative. The actions could be positive or negative. It depends on the results. Is that clear? So that's shifting your emotions. And there's a bunch of other things that you could do, right? You could, you know, have a conversation with a friend. You could get lost in work. You can do so many things that don't solve the problem, but they shift your emotional state. And the second type of coping is problem-solving coping. So in other words, if you don't have a job, you do what it takes to go find one, right? You go to job interviews, you redo your resume. You know, if you're not making money, you sign up as a freelancer on Upwork. If you are running a business and your employees are, your employees have dropped out or haven't been doing their job well, or you've had to lay people off, you've got to find a way to make your business run in spite of those challenges. So there's problem solving. So, or if you're, you know, if you want to lose weight, well, you got to figure out, okay, so many of us, we have health challenges and we try not to think about our weight. That's where a lot of people who hop on calls with me sometimes, they're not quite ready to do, to really take the action. So, you know, they want to talk about it, but they're not quite ready. So they talk about it. And then when it comes to signing up for the program and actually doing something, they get cold feet and back out. Right. So, but the solution is if you're stressed about your weight, if you're stressed about how you can't fit into the closet full of clothes that you have, you know, focusing on fat loss and weight loss and developing healthier relationships with food and ultimately a healthier relationship with yourself, that's the answer. Now, obviously, problem solving coping is usually more in depth and more difficult than just shifting your emotional state. I mean, you can eat a piece of cheesecake or, you know, eat a chocolate fudge brownie. Those are favorites of mine. And you're like, delicious, and change your emotional state. You can plop down on your bed or your couch and watch some Netflix. Shifts your emotional state. Doesn't take a lot of work. Even going to the gym for a lot of people doesn't take a lot of work. For me, it's not hard to get to the gym and exercise. What is hard is to identify what you're actually struggling with. What is it that I'm struggling with here? What is the problem and how do I solve it? It takes awareness. It takes diving into it. It takes the ability to really think clearly. And if you're stressed out, if you're not sleeping well, if you're, you know, got a lot of things going on, it can be hard to have the mental bandwidth to really sit down and solve your problems. And so what am I getting at here? You might be wondering, well, it sounds like you're saying problem solving, coping is the right way to do it, right? And that's not true. The best copers use a combination of shifting their emotional state, but also solving the underlying problems. I mean, I don't have to tell you what the results are. If you're an over-exerciser and you end up with arthritis and have a lot of problems and you end up stop exercising or get injured and then you get really depressed, I know you know what I'm talking about if you resemble that example that I'm suggesting, that's a problem. Likewise, if you are relying on food and, you know, sitting around and watching shows to deal with your emotions, if you do too much of that, it's going to end up causing some serious health problems. But problem solving isn't always possible. For example, how do you solve the COVID situation, the quarantine situation? It's out of your control. How do you solve, in my case, how do I solve the fact that my dad died, right? I can't bring the solution, you might argue, is, well, you would have to bring your dad back. That would solve the problem, right? So that's not happening. I don't have, in case you're an RPG player like me, I don't have a resurrection scroll or spell to use, right? So it can be a bit trickier. And I want to just talk for a minute about my personal journey with this. Some of the problems that I was dealing with after my dad is, well, my dad's died. He's the last remaining family member that I have. And so it's been tough to look into my thoughts about that, look into my emotions about that, and then look into my behavior about that. And again, the solution, you might argue, is bringing him back to life, right? And you can't do that, right? That's where your mind might go. But the answer then is not to bring them back to life, because that's impossible. But what is possible is to change my perspective and to change how I look at his death. I could, for example, if I'm struggling with it, oh, my dad's dead. Oh, what a tragedy. What a terrible thing. How terrible that it is that my dad has died. Oh, now I'm alone in the world. And, you know, this is really, I'm lonely. You know, how messed up is that? And those are some of the thoughts that came up for me. So the problem solving that I've been doing, the work that I've been doing with the help of several different people is to look at, okay, well, my dad died. Guess what? Death is part of the contract of life that we all, that comes as a package as soon as we're born. Life is a miracle and it's short, and it's death that gives perspective to life. So he died at 76 years old. That's not a bad run. That's a good run. Now more than anything, it's not that I wanted him to live longer, but I wanted a better relationship with him. So that was a struggle that I was dealing with too. And I realized, hey, listen, he did his best. And if I want to do better, it's not for me to be stuck in the past and to look at him and what he did. He did his best. He's passed on the mantle to me. And if I want to do better, it's my responsibility to do better. It's my responsibility to find my way through this. It's my responsibility to solve this problem, right? To solve this perspective problem. And I got to tell you, if you're struggling with what I'm saying right now, because maybe you've lost someone, some of the things that changed me in my journeys over the past 3 years around the world is when I was in Cambodia and the way people acted there. Now, if you don't know that much about Cambodia, they had the Cambodian genocide in the 1970s. So that genocide where a third of the population was either murdered or worked to death in the fields of Cambodia, in the killing fields of Cambodia, as they're called. I visited those places. I saw the skulls of the people who lived and died there. I talked to the people whose parents went through that, and they were raised by these traumatized parents. And these parents who went through this trauma. And I got to tell you, one of the things that I came away from is it's not what happened to these people. It is their attitude. It's the way they've come together, the way they put their faith in their religion, the way they put their faith in each other. And it showed me so you might say, hey, listen, there's a way to find peace in the death of your family member. And you may scoff at that. Right? You may scoff at the idea of that, but then you go to Cambodia and you see people living it. And it changed the way that I looked at tragedy, death, trauma, and the way these people handle, Cambodia is a hard place to be in. Now, more recently, I'm in Mexico. And if you don't know much about Mexico, I suggest you look up the Day of the Dead, Dia de Muerte. I'm probably messing it up. My Spanish has not, I haven't been practicing my Spanish as much in Playa del Carmen because so many people speak English to me here, but they call it the Day of the Dead in Mexico. Mexico has a very somewhat unique perspective on death, and and so many people are very happy here. When the social situation, I don't need to tell you, if you watch movies like Sicario or you saw Narcos on Netflix, Narcos Mexico on Netflix, I don't need to tell you the type of social problems that go on in Mexico, but yet the perspective that people have, the happiness that people have, they're way happier than your average American who's arguing over politics and, all this other stuff that we argue over. And again, it comes down to their relationships with people, relationships with each other, our communication, and so many other things, and not down to the things that we normally think. And so for me, that helped change my perspective. It helped solve this issue of how do I deal with my dad's death? I can't bring him back to life. And I want to make the argument here that there's a solution for everything that you might be struggling with. Even if you got a terminal illness, there's a solution for that. Now you may say, well, the real solution I want is to cure the terminal illness, and that's not happening, right? Short of a miracle. And that may be true, but there is a solution. There is a solution because I would argue we're all dying. And what makes the difference that makes the difference is how are we living while we're here? So not to get too deep on you, but things worth thinking about, and certainly things that I've been thinking about after this year and after my dad's death, and just reflecting at the end of the year on December 15th, my dad would have been just a couple days ago, my dad would have been 77 years old, and it got me thinking about him and the whole situation. So let's bring it back to a little bit more practical and talk about, well, listen, the best copers use a combination of changing their emotions and solving problems. So problem solving, coping, and emotional coping, right? And so some of the things I've been doing, I've been diving into exercise. I've been exercising frequently. I've been working out in the gym. I've been also going diving, right? I'm going diving today, actually. I'm going to go dive with bull sharks for the second time. And I've got a professional photographer, so I'm going to take some photos of it. I'm also going to dive a reef, and I'm actually going to do it with a friend. So I've got some social interaction happening. Someone I just met. And so these are some of the things that I've been doing. I've been doing breath work with Sabine, someone who I can't wait to interview on the podcast. Someone who I don't believe in all the same things that she believes in, but I believe in her ability as a breathwork facilitator. And I also believe in the power of breathwork. It's been incredible, my experiences with breathwork. And so those are some of the things I've been doing that have helped me shift my emotional state. I also went to, Eshkaret, which is a ecological theme park here in close to Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I spent the whole day. I swam with dolphins for the first time. It was incredible, although a little scary at the beginning. I mean, these huge, powerful animals. You know, I spent the whole day in nature. I swam with dolphins. I saw this incredible Broadway level production show at the end of the night after a day of all these activities. And it was just, and it really showed the progression of Mexico from the Spanish, from the indigenous people, the Mayans, the Toltecs, the Aztecs, who populated this area. And then when the Spanish conquistadors came and, you know, did what they did, and then how the culture of both the indigenous people and the Spanish merged into what is now a unique Mexican culture. I mean, it was profound to watch. It was such a great show. If you ever make it to Cancun or Playa del Carmen or Tulum, make sure you go to Eshkaret. It's certainly worth going to, and definitely stay for that show at the end. Yeah, just incredible. So those are some of the things that have that helped me shift or shift my emotional state. So we need both. We need to be able to, when we're getting stuck in our head, you might have noticed this. Let me ask you. Let's say you're struggling with something and you're sitting there and you're thinking, maybe you're reading, maybe you're scrolling on social media, maybe you're Googling, searching up articles on how to deal with things. And you're just sitting here thinking, consuming information, thinking about it, And nothing ever seems to make you feel better. Ever been there? 100% you have. Of course you have. We're all in the modern world. If we're connected to Wi-Fi, that's mostly what we do. If we're left to our own devices, what we need to do is we need to go out there. We need to have an experience. And when I say go out there, maybe you're in a lockdown right now. I don't know. But you can go do something. You need to have an experience, and that experience will shift your emotional state and you will feel better. There's no need to read about it. There's no need to think about it. What the solution is to shift your emotional state. So emotional coping is extremely powerful and useful. And you just have to make sure that, again, stay, and this is a theme throughout the whole podcast, not just today, but stay results oriented. For example, I was feeling bad yesterday. And I was just stuck in my head, stuck in a loop, couldn't get out of it, couldn't think my way out of it. I kept wanting to, my brain kept wanting to ruminate, would be the best word to describe it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can go do a Muay Thai lesson at the Union Gym here in Playa. And luckily they had some time for me. I went there. I spent an hour doing Thai boxing and then spent another hour having some coffee and talking with Mike and Elena. And it was just, it just totally cleared out those negative emotions that I was feeling. And I came back and I felt like a new person. So it's really important that we have those things in our life that shift our emotional state. And so I'm not telling you, hey, listen, Thai boxing, doing Muay Thai is the answer, and that's what you need to go do. What I'm telling you is that I figured out what works for me, because I can watch a Netflix series and it gets my mind off, but as soon as the series is over, my mind starts back up again. It's not a strong enough experience. Same thing with food. You go out to dinner. I remember when I was in Miami Beach and really struggling with my business, struggling with what I was doing in life, struggling with my happiness. I would go out to eat. Giselle and I would go out to eat and we'd stuff ourselves full of food. And we had a good time while we were there. But then afterward, we're like, yeah, it was just food. It wasn't that delicious. It wasn't that amazing. And I'm still stuck with the same feelings. It was only a brief reprieve from those negative emotions. It really didn't solve the problem. And what we noticed was when we went and watched a movie and ate dinner, that was a lot better because it got us out of the house. We had this experience in the movie theater. I used to love going to movies. I can't wait to start watching some movies in the theater again. But that worked versus just going out to dinner did not work. And what I'm suggesting for you is I don't have the answer of what's right for you, but I will tell you this, you do. And what I want you to do is start thinking about the things that you're struggling with. Start becoming aware, what am I struggling with here? What exactly am I struggling with here? Don't say COVID and the lockdown. What about the lockdown are you struggling with? Is it that you're not seeing your friends? Is it that it's affecting your business or your career or your job? Isolate it and isolate the problem and then start to look at how you're coping. And you can even make a list and say, okay, well, what things are emotional coping and what things are problem-solving coping? Because if you need to get a new job, then watching Netflix isn't going to help with that. And stuffing your face full of food isn't going to help with that. And exercising, arguably, will not help you with that. Okay, may make you feel better, but it's not going to get you a job. Nobody's going to be like, oh, now that you went to the job, I went to the gym, right? Here's a job offer for you. So isolate the problems, figure out how you're coping, what actions are you doing that are emotional coping, what actions are you doing to solve the problem, and look at the behaviors you're doing, the actions you're taking, and ask yourself, am I getting the results that I want from this? Because if you're not, the answer is to change what you're doing, to change your behaviors. Now, how do you do that? Now, that is a conversation for a whole nother podcast and something that I'm going to be diving into deep. But at least you're starting to think about this. You're at least starting to think, okay, well, how can I isolate? What am I actually struggling with here? What is the real problem here? And how am I going about dealing with this problem? How am I going about coping with this problem? And then what are the results from how I'm coping? So those three things, and if you start to put this on paper even and start to work through it, you'll clearly see room for improvement. Remember, gurus don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. I just have a bit of guidance here, but it's really you who has the answer to your life, to the problems in your life. And I'm telling you, never stop trying to figure it out because there's always a solution in this amazing world of 7 billion people. Someone has figured out how to solve your problem with speed, with efficiency, and to give you a result that you probably weren't even aware you could get. So that's what I want to leave you with. I hope you enjoyed today. I've got to go get ready to dive. I'm going to be diving with bull sharks. I'll report back on that if I have time to. Hopefully, if you're signed up to our list, I'll share some photos. But hope you're having an incredible week, and I hope you have an even more incredible weekend. Remember, there's a solution to every problem. Love you. Have a great one, and speak to you on Monday.